You know, there's a group out there who I won't mention. They're unknown. No one reads them. But they're obsessed with me. The guy was a fake conservative who became a liberal. He's gay. And all he does is listen to this show, and he writes transcripts. But I don't understand what he finds wrong with this. Here's what he published today. He says, on MLK Day, Savage called civil rights a, quote, racket designed to steal white males' birthright. I don't understand what's wrong with that statement. It's a truism. That's what it is. Civil rights are used to steal only from the white male. No one else pays the price. I don't understand what their problem is. Then the idiot writes, on the January 15 edition of his nationally syndicated radio show, in a monologue about Martin Luther King Day, Michael Savage called civil rights a con and asserted it's a racket that is used to exploit primarily heterosexual Christian white males' birthright and steal from them what is their birthright and give it to people who didn't qualify for it, close quote. Excuse me, there's not one word of that that I disagree with. Everything I said is true. After all, who pays for affirmative action? Heterosexual white Christian males with straight A grades, for example, are passed over for less qualified women and minorities. That's a fact of reality. So what is wrong with that statement that I made? Nothing. I conclude, they say, he added, they are the new witches being hunted by the illiberal left using the guise of civil rights and fairness to women and whatnot. From the January 15th edition of the Michael Savage Show. It's amazing. They do very good show prep for me. The transcripts are very accurate. I got to hand it to them. When they made one mistake, all we got to do is threaten them with a legal letter to have them corrected. That's all. They're so fair-minded. I wonder who watches them. Who watches over the watchers? Who watches over the left-wing watchers of the media? Answer, nobody except me.